Hello, I'd like to welcome you to this episode of Learning About Past. My name is Robert Cornwell, and I'm going to share with you something about the recent findings on an island in British Columbia. How was this area between 11,000 and 14,000 years ago? As the world was coming towards the end of the last ice age, the sea level there was 2 meters to 3 meters lower than today. Researchers have unearthed 29 footprints in a layer of sediment on the shoreline of Calvert Island in British Columbia. However, despite getting these footprints, researchers are not clear about how many humans were responsible for the tracks. According to the team of researchers, there are at least 3 different sizes of footprints, including one set that appeared to belong to a child. Before continuing further, I would like to add that the findings have been made public only recently, but the team began excavations on the island in 2014. The first human footprint was unearthed 60 centimeters below the surface of the current beach, pressed into a layer of brown clay and filled with black sand and gravel. Fortunately, small pieces of wood were discovered in the heel of the print and were radiocarbon dated to just over 13,000 years ago. During 2015 and 2016, the team returned to the area to carry out further excavations, uncovering another 28 footprints. In some cases, it was possible to see the impressions of individual toes and arches of the feet. Measurements of 18 of the tracks revealed they were made by at least 3 different individuals. The basic question that many archaeologists ask is, how did people get from Beringa to the area south of Canada during the last ice age? With this new research, it has been further established that humans moved along glacier-free areas of land along the coast, between the ice and the sea, areas known to have provided a refuge for various plants and animals. Moreover, now it is quite obvious, with what the finding suggests, that people were using watercraft and thriving and exploring coastal areas very early on.